Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, if he can't handle getting trolled, how does he handle it like six kids?
If he wants to hurt the haters, he should leave them a voicemail.
This is the son of a bitch. You can tell a big-ass python vein on the side of my head.
But every time The Rock talks, I feel like I'm not doing enough.
This is our glam video today.
I can't get with it.
She could have been eating anything. I'd have been like, let's go.
Are sharks attracted to blood or pee?
Ooh, someone's had asparagus.
Slide in the bed with us starting right now.
Oh my gosh, the whole thing.
Welcome to Nightly Pop, the only show bringing you pep talks and smack talks.
Sounds like our show.
Hunter is here, plus actor, model, host. Well, according to Wikipedia, anyway, Jonathan Bennett is here.
I'll take all those.
So handsome.
You like those titles?
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, good to see you again.
Good to see you guys.
Thank you for coming back to join us.
I'm excited to be here.
All right, guys, let's get right into it because Alec and Ilaria Baldwin just welcomed baby number 6. And in the whole most like heartwarming way possible, Alec snapped at trolls on Ilaria's Instagram post telling him to shut the f*** up and mind your business. you know, I mean, at this point, I'm not jaded at anything that he says because if he can't handle getting trolled, how is he handling like 6 kids?
If he wants to hurt the haters, he should leave them a voicemail.
Right.
They'll have it forever. You know?
Play it at parties.
Yeah. Oh my
God. Here's the thing. Like, it's a baby. Like, they had a baby. Is that not the one thing in the world we can agree on that, hey, maybe we just don't troll, like, the new birth of a human? Like, is that the one thing?
I don't care that she's
on Alec's side? I don't mind him snapping back. I really don't. Like, they should shut up. They had a baby.
This is the thing.
Leave him alone.
Alec going off is like the sky being blue.
Yeah.
Like, he's gonna go off.
Right.
It could be everybody congratulating, and he probably would still be like, shut the f*** up.
Right.
Like, he's just kind of grumpy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We just deal with it. He has a temper problem. I feel like that is safe to say. Like, he does not, you know, mince his words. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. People don't like her, so they're gonna go under her post. But if that's what trolls do. Like, you can post a watch, they're gonna say, we hate your watch, we hate the time.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean?
How dare you talk about time like
that? You post the sunset, we hate you.
Yeah.
That's just the way it goes.
I don't know why they're getting mad at them, though, at the baby, except that the baby is apparently Spanish. Baby's name is Lucia. You know, keep the rumor going. We don't know.
She kept the homage, right? Speaking of getting trolled, Kim Kardashian stylist Chris Appleton posted this savage shot. Now, Kim fell asleep while getting her hair done, and she responded to him posting it saying, hate you, LOL, you exhausted me.
That's the prettiest sleeping person head bag I've ever seen in my life.
She looks good sleeping.
She looks great sleeping.
She looks amazing sleeping, and like, she's Kim Kardashian. Some people are going on there saying, oh, it was staged. No one looks that good when they're asleep. Kim Kardashian does. Like, the amount of things she has access to to, like, make her look beautiful all the time, like, that is just what she looks like.
Yeah, she looks great. I mean, she's worked it looking good.
Yeah.
At any angle, you know what I mean? So, and I think also she's in a space, she's going through a divorce, so she wants to have fun, and they have a great relationship.
It's
like,
very
you would
cute.
Do something like this to me, you know, I'll probably be mad, though.
You would kill me.
Yeah.
If I did that, you would snap my neck.
I probably would.
Yeah.
Also, like, you know, Kim gets her sleep. People like that, I feel like. Kim, there's been pictures of Cardi getting her makeup done while she's asleep. I feel like they got to get the naps in where they can because they work 24/7. Like, she really does have a job.
I love falling asleep during a haircut.
Yeah?
The haircut person hates it. But I genuinely, like, when they start doing this thing with the comb and you're just like,
it's the only like human interaction you get, huh?
Yeah.
Is that the only time you get loved?
Yeah, by the way, every time I look at you, I think I'm looking at myself with a filter on.
All right. And The Rock is at it again. He shared a motivational speech about starting this week off strong, even when things don't go as planned. He urged us to push through, like when he does workouts at midnight.
It's going down. It's a little past midnight. I went to work out earlier, probably around 9. Had to pivot. Had to take care of the babies. And now start training anyway. Bottom line is this one back as I prep for Black Adam. This is the son of a bitch. You can tell I have a big ass python vein in the side of my head because I've been straining so much. If you're tired, and I get it, but you know, you got to start off the week on a positive uptick. Have a great productive week. See you down the road. Hardest workers in the room.
Let me tell you something. I know it's going to sound cheesy, but The Rock motivates me. He's like in my top 5 of people who motivate me in Hollywood because he has a reputation of being one of the nicest guys. Like, his focus is like unmatched.
Yeah.
So like that just made me want to go do something. I'm like, let's go do these stairs afterwards. You ready?
But every time The Rock talks, I feel like I'm not doing enough.
Yeah. 1,000%.
Yep. I go, I don't see a vein in the side of my head yet.
Is he motivating you?
He is. I'm so into motivational quotes and motivational speeches. I have a big thing that says, take your Monday or your Monday takes you. So I'm totally into motivation and it works. And The Rock, he's the best at it.
Yeah.
He's the best.
The most recent one that I heard was like, did you have a bad day or did you have a bad 5 minutes that you dwelled on for the whole day? And that was really good. Because it's like, how often do we have like, you know, like a bad minute or just a bad conversation with somebody and then, you know, it turns your whole day sour and it's like, really?
Yeah.
Is it worth like all that energy? So.
Yeah, but the one that I've been living by or trying to live by is sacrifice for what you love or you sacrifice what you love.
Ooh, Reed.
And then the other one is kill your enemies.
Oh. Wow.
Rip their heads off.
Oh,
wait. Wow. I've just
destroy their families. That way they have no one to lean on.
Okay.
I've been going by what my parents used to say, which is just give up on your dreams, Jonathan. So that works.
That you know, whatever right we can now use to motivate us, whether it's just succumbing to it or killing people, you know, take what you need, y'all, and keep
helpful.
It moving.
We're helpful.
All right. In other news, John Mayer just launched his TikTok, but it is already backfiring on him. Look at that hair, though. Taylor Swift fans came for John in his comments, saying they'll never forget how he did her dirty back when they dated. So he posted a response video, but we're not sure it's the right one. Could he give a less?
No. He's enjoying this attention.
That's how you would respond.
Yeah, I am waiting for a scandal. I'm like praying that I can do one funny tweet about like a sex tape or something. Just because I think that's how you should handle it. What are they going to do after this?
Yeah.
Are Swifties going to be like, why aren't you upset? Who cares? Doesn't matter.
Like, didn't they break up in 2010?
It's been a long time.
It's now 2021.
Yeah.
Like, it's been over 10 years. I think she's moved on. She's happy. She's living life. Like, let it go.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah, I don't think she cares about him anymore. I think it would be different if she was still saying, like, how much he hurt me. I'm devastated by this. I'm traumatized. I'm triggered. But she's clearly in a happy relationship. She's moved on. Fandom seems to kind of take stuff and hold on to it for decades.
Right.
We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think they need a little push from their leader to say, stop bothering people. Stop doing this. Like, let's move on. Sometimes when they don't say that, I'm like, they kind of like it.
Totally.
You know, I feel like they like you trolling the other person sometimes. It's got to be a little powerful, though, to have like all these millions of people who will ride for you whenever you need so you never have to say anything.
Yeah, I have one account that does that for me.
Yes,
and
you
it's
do.
Run by only Hunty fans. I don't know who this person
you
is.
You still don't know who it is?
We've DM'd sparsely. And
you don't just ask, like, who are you?
What information could she give me that would...
How do you know it's a girl?
She's told me she's a woman.
Which is why I'm here today, Hunter!
The big reveal.
Finally.
Our right, we gotta take a break, but coming up, a star is busted putting ranch on spaghetti. Ooh. Okay, plus a woman finds something terrifying under her home. FOMO or no-no is next.
Okay. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nightly Pop. Now, this next segment is like Hunter's Zoom dates, kind of exciting but creepy. Who is ready for FOMO or no-no? All right, first up, let's talk about Ciara and Russell Wilson because they just turned themselves into human fish bait. Ooh, child. Now, she posted footage of them on vacation swimming with sharks. Is this FOMO or hail to the no-no?
I like that he's just dangling her out like chum, just going, hey, if you're gonna get anybody, take her first.
That is not what's happening.
Look at him. He's just like kind of guiding her into the center.
I really love this photo. This is like really insane.
Yeah.
I mean, these are probably the sharks that don't attack.
They're like nurse sharks is what it looks like. As a certified Patty open water scuba diver who has done 10 shark dives in my life.
Oh, you have?
Just saying, they're super like cute and snuggly when you're down there.
Do
with
they have
them.
Teeth?
They have teeth.
Oh, hell to the, that's
they
not
come
cute
up to you like cats. They like
really?
Snuggle on you. There was only one time I was ever afraid when I was doing a shark dive, and that was when I had to pee in my wetsuit. And there was that moment of terror where I couldn't remember, are sharks attracted to blood or pee?
Right, or both.
And I was like, it's blood. Okay, we're good.
So do you guys think, is this FOMO or hail to the no-no?
FOMO, I would do it.
FOMO.
I don't trust anything in the wild.
Would you do it if Russell Wilson was basking you around in the water like that?
No, like I was in a pot of gumbo? Absolutely not. Hail to the no-no, but I'll take a picture of you in it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, I'll do that. Okay, so Sweetie had the internet shook with her recent meal. So she had some spaghetti. Fine dinner.
Good, mm-hmm. That's a good,
yeah, that's
delicious,
a fine dinner.
Reasonable option.
Then she took a bottle of ranch.
Okay, for mm-hmm. something else, obviously.
Yeah, I thought it was for a side salad.
Sure.
It was not.
What was it for?
She squirted it all over the spaghetti.
The sketty?
The sketty.
This is our glam video today because she decided she needed to eat. So y'all gonna have to get into this video.
Get zoom in
like
though.
This. I'm
get
zooming. The face is lit. Can we get the back of your head real quick, sis?
The
inches. Okay, yes. We love to see it.
Does it matter because she's so beautiful?
She could have been eaten. Anything. And I'd have been like, let's go. Let's go on a date.
Is spaghetti on ranch a FOMO or?
It is a FOMO for me because
really?
That I have never been more proud of a video in my life. I am from Toledo, Ohio.
Okay.
Like Applebee's was made for me. Like these are my people. I go to Applebee's and put ranch on the mandarin orange chicken salad.
Ooh.
That's how much I love ranch. Like I will put ranch on anything. I put ranch on grilled cheese.
Yeah,
this is coming
pizza.
From someone who probably puts chili on his spaghetti.
Oh, chili. Chili Mac! You know of Chili Mac?
Skyline?
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
You can put ranch on the Chili Mac.
All right, this next story is basically the start of a horror movie. A woman documented finding a hidden basement under her carpet a year after moving in. Now, apparently, the couple that she bought it from was in a rush to move out, so the house never got inspected, and then this happened.
We have a basement. Like, look. Oh, come on. Ooh, it zapped me a little bit. Ow. Oh my God. I didn't know what that was. I was looking for that forever. That is the outside door bright light thingy. And there's like, what the f***? There's like weird red stains. And there's more rooms, but they are through these holes in the wall. No, I'm not crawling through holes in the wall.
This is the last we ever saw from that woman.
This is how a horror movie starts.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like this is cool? Would you be happy to find this? Or is this feeling a little too Blair Witch Project-y for you?
I'd be stoked. It'd be amazing to have that sort of like man cave area.
Yeah, okay.
It's not even really that creepy to me. It's like,
I had a place like this where my parents would put me when their friends came over so I wouldn't sing musicals to them in the living room. No, but you know what? Here's the thing. If it does turn out to be like spooky or some type of ghost-related thing, I'm pretty sure Netflix will do a four-part special on
right.
it. And then at the end, we'll get no answers.
That's a fact.
Because that's what happens.
Well, I will be scared shitless. And I wouldn't have been going down there by myself. Like, if she had her husband there and she went down, she's a brave bitch.
Yeah.
It's weird that they would sell the house and not say, hey, the breakers are down here. It looks like there's a water heater down
right.
there.
Right, it's like crawl space where you need to get to things.
Yeah, that needs to be accessible. How does she survive a year without not having access to these things?
Luck?
Yeah, eventually you hire somebody, your power goes out, you hire somebody yeah. to come find your box for you.
All right, fancy pants. Guy.
Do you do a lot of handiwork? Like, you can do all that
he's
stuff
doing,
at your
he's
house?
Remodeling
You're remodeling
his house?
Your house, right? Huh. That's what I saw.
I'm remodeling my house, and by I mean someone else.
Someone
is
else.
Being paid yeah. to remodel my house. I'm learning, but it's through watching.
It's like you see other, you're like, I could do this, but that dude has been doing this for two decades
just so
and just does it so much better than me. I should have him come do this.
I promise you, I could how to put up drywall and insulation and do the wiring and install fixtures. I could do it all. I've already Googled it.
You know, your arrogance knows no bounds. I love that you think that you can go out there and just do what these guys do because you can Google it.
Yep. I'm not saying I would do it a lot slower, but I could do it and you wouldn't notice a difference in your home.
Oh, my number give me a break.
Any
give
of your home
break.
Renovations
oh,
needs is 8.
Wait, I'll read it. I'll read the number.
No, don't read my number.
Boy.
Y'all
don't
want this
read
number?
My number.
Oh, no.
All
right, people. Y'all ready?
No.
Do it.
What are you
Finish it.
Give,
give
me?
Us the next one. Just the next one.
What are you going to give me?
A.
Yeah. All right, get ready, OnlyFans Hunty.
No, home renovation, only homes.
Or Gary, whoever it is. All right, we have to take another break, but up next, a Speedo emergency and an X-rated tattoo. Allie and Daisy from Below Deck selling out our hair.
Yeah!
Cooped up on the boat, everyone's in party mode. This is gonna get crazy.
It's not my f***ing fault. You and him hooked up. You should be angry at him, not me.
I have no f***ing tears for either of you.
I told you that I like you. This is my moment to get angry. You deserve this.
Ali.
Ahead, ahead. Me, goddammit.
I've said from Ooh. The beginning that we should be shooting the show on a boat, and now I don't think we should. And that is why Natalie Pop doesn't have expensive things, but we do have Daisy and Allie from Below Deck Sailing Yacht here with
yes,
us.
We
Welcome,
do.
You guys.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us. Well, the first episode of the season premiered last night, and there is a lot of things that we learned about single people on a boat, which honestly is like single people everywhere, really, but it can be a little messy, but fun. Take a look.
Do you have a partner?
No.
Do you?
No.
So you all single?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're quite outnumbered yet, right? Quite lucky, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's be honest. I've lived by one thing, though, that you don't screw the crew, though.
I know, but it wasn't.
Yeah. That's never really worked out, huh?
Is there privacy at all, or as soon as you hook up, everybody knows? Allie, do you get any kind of sense of secrecy?
Hell no. I mean, everything is everyone's business in such close quarters. So, I mean, there's no secrets on a boat. There's no secrets in yachting.
It's obvious. You think it's a secret, and it's very obvious when two people are hooking up.
Well, Allie, there is some sort of love triangle going on, I think. Because you look pretty pissed in the promo.
Oh, yeah. Look, it takes a lot for me to blow up. And for me to get to that point, there was, a long trail of destruction left. Love triangle is definitely not something that I don't think I've ever been in before. And it's definitely not something that I ever want to be in again. It's just way too weird for me.
Obviously dealing with guests is part of the job,
what?
But sometimes it can be really tough. Like Greg, who made a bold fashion choice when he set sail. I think we have a clip.
Is this them?
I think it is.
He's got a Speedo. He's got a Speedo on, cuz.
Oh my God.
Glenn.
Oh boy.
Okay. Lots of questions come from that, but to start, what was going on? Who is this guy?
Greg was probably the craziest guest, or definitely the craziest guest for that charter. You know, coming on board with a magic unicorn boogie board was a good starting point. I mean, he just was chasing us around with that harmonica. It was pretty hilarious. We were like trying to walk around serving, and he's like running around just like, doot, 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 doot.
Do you guys find it hard to deal with people who are kind of wild on the boat? You know, is it cringy for you, or is it more entertaining? Allie.
I love it. I think it's very entertaining. I mean, we're sick of looking at each other.
Well, you both just joined the crew this year, and we've gotten to know you a little bit. But Daisy, apparently you have a tattoo in an unusual place. I'm going to let this clip explain.
2020 has been such an awful year that I got my only tattoo.
I got it like 2 months ago. I was so pissed at the world.
Oh. Off.
Is your mom proud?
They don't know. I think in our job, because I have to do the whole like sweetness and nice thing, I love knowing that it's secretly there.
It's a power move.
Okay, so fun fact, my sister just got a tattoo in her inside lip. So I've been yelling at her about this, but how was it for you? Was it painful? And are you still happy with it?
Oh, that's fine. It wasn't painful. I had definitely had a few drinks and that it's quite soft. So I don't know why it wasn't sore. Oh my God, I can't look at that one. I don't regret my tattoo, but I maybe shouldn't have put it on reality TV.
Do your families watch the show?
They do. Well, I watched the show first, and then I said I don't know if they've watched it yet, to be honest. But I have told them that it is appropriate for them to watch the first show.
Finally, we got an exclusive clip from next week's episode where you and the crew blow off a little bit of steam.
Thank God the first charter is over. We have drinks, we have a jacuzzi, we have all these young, beautiful people.
It's a whole lot of ass in my face.
You're Allie's boss. Is it weird to party together like this, you know, with the work relationship?
No, absolutely not. I'm not anyone's boss. I'm just superior in knowledge and management, but I don't see myself as anyone's boss or older than anyone who's, you know, better than anyone. So yeah, no, that would be weird if I didn't party with them.
I think that's the definition of a boss, though. More superior and more knowledgeable.
All right, so we are out of time. So Daisy, Allie, thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
You guys can watch Below Deck Sailing Yacht Mondays at 9 on Bravo. But let's bring Jonathan Bennett back in. You're going to be back tomorrow night, yeah, right?
I'm back here all week.
Yes, here all week. All right, you guys, we will see you then. Bye.
Bye-bye.